As of Monday night, Attorney General Ashley Moody's office had received more than 600 complaints regarding products such as cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer, and face masks.
At a time like this, to charge them exorbitant prices for the things that they will need to keep their families safe is disgusting and unlawful, and we will continue to pursue them throughout the duration of this crisis.
Moody is working with federal prosecutors to stop scammers, while businesses caught overcharging consumers face fines of up to $1,000 per violation. Complaints also continue to come into the state's price gouging hotline. Scammers likely have been making their plans since the virus was first announced about 3 months ago.
Exactly. It wasn't if, but when.
Tammy Ward is with the Better Business Bureau in Pensacola. Much of the attention has been how to provide protective masks for medical personnel and first responders. That's one of the scams to be leery of.
Scammers are actually feeding on the panic and the fear of consumers, and so they're putting out a fake website and telling you that you can purchase these face masks and things like that, and all you have to do is put in your credit card or your debit card information.
And there are websites which claim that they have the cure for coronavirus through a pill or an injection. Ward says at this point there is no cure or vaccine for COVID-ID.
We're just begging consumers to not click on something and put in their personal information, because there is not a cure right now. And if the CDC and the other government officials don't have it, then a website is not going to have it.
And it's not just on social media. Scammers are also working the phones, looking for unsuspecting targets.
There's an endless supply of fear and panic that they'll set in on the person answering the phone, and they may get you to say something that you don't want to and give up some kind of personal information. So if you don't recognize the number, as with other scams, please don't answer the phone.
Another coronavirus scam just now getting started involves the so-called economic bailout. A deal on Capitol Hill may be close for a nearly $2 trillion package to help businesses and workers.
We don't know what that might entail, but the scammers have already started calling people or sending things through social media. Click here to get your $1,000, to get your whatever. And nothing has actually come out. Don't click on something that says that you're going to be getting your money and just provide us with this or that.
Bottom line, says the BBB's Tammy Ward, is that the same common sense protecting you against COVID-19 can be used to protect yourself against COVID-19 scams.
Follow the guidelines that are coming out of the city, state, county. Don't panic. Don't go to a store and try to take all the sanitizer that you can find. Just the normal things, a little bit above normal of the current situation that we're in.
Consumers who suspect price gouging can call the hotline at 1-866-9-NO-SCAM or by downloading the NoScam app to a smartphone. Information on other scams can be found at bbb.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.